Hey, before we dive into today's episode, I had to let you know that I just launched my brand new Front Row CEO virtual staffing agency, and we provide efficient, reliable, and affordable virtual assistants for your business. After personally vetting more than 100 VAs and matching them with clients, I know now that we have a proven system to find your perfect match virtual assistant. And we're not your typical agency. We, the team, have extensive experience with all aspects of the hiring process. And we take pride in personally selecting top-notch virtual assistants who will meet your unique business requirements. Our vetting process is super unique, and we continue to optimize this process to make sure we are only finding the best of the best VAs. We also do not charge ongoing fees or manage and mark up your VA's wage. So you can learn more about this at ceovirtualstaffing.com. And right now we have capacity for 30 new clients. If you are number 31 or 32, that doesn't mean that you can't join us. It just means you might have to wait a week or two. So go to ceovirtualstaffing.com. Now let's get into the episode. This episode is a little bit different than what you're used to hearing from me because we're not talking about marketing. We're talking more about wellness. Specifically, we're going to be talking about whole food, plant-based living. And, you know, it actually fits just fine into the Front Row Entrepreneur suite of content because how can you be a Front Row Entrepreneur? How can you be your best, your most optimized self if you aren't healthy, if you aren't taking care of yourself? So I hope you enjoy this. And as always, let me know what you think because I always love hearing from you. So sit back and enjoy this conversation with my friend, Stephanie.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
Our guest today is a plant interventionist, founder of Plantspiration NFP Inc., and food for life instructor with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. She advocates and promotes lifestyle medicine by educating, motivating, and inspiring people to adopt a plant-based lifestyle in order to prevent and reverse health issues. Welcome, Stephanie Ignafo.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Well, I couldn't get you here fast enough because, you know, you're not really the type of guest that is normally on this show in that.
I was going to say, this is definitely different. So I was thinking I'm coming here to learn.
Well, no, I'm going to be learning, and all of our listeners are going to be learning from you because, you know, this podcast is all about, typically we talk about marketing and sales and tech stuff, but really, the name of the podcast is Front Row Entrepreneur because it's all about people who are living their lives on the front row. And you are definitely living your life on the front row, right? As a kid, did you sit in the front row of class?
I didn't. I never did. I was getting in the back. Don't be seen.
All right. But all that changed, and we're going to hear about that in your journey. Yeah. So I can't wait to dive in. And we're going to dive into two sides of things. So I want to talk about your journey. Definitely. I want to talk about what it is that you're so passionate about, because the thing is, like I was saying, this podcast tends to be more, you know, tech-based, business-based, but back to the whole front row theme and living life on the front row in business, we cannot be all that we're meant to be if we're not taking care of ourselves. And so I think that this topic is extremely pertinent to the conversation over here on the front row. And I want all of my listeners to hear what you have to say, because what you have to say, I really believe is life-changing. So, and then on the business end of things, I'm really super interested in how you've got things set up. So I want to talk about that as well. So why don't we start at the beginning?
Tell
us what you've got going on now and how you were led to this.
Wow. I don't even know what to say after that. Like, you really made me feel like I'm on the front row, because I guess I'm not. Maybe I'm not taking it in how quick it is going quick. I am getting out there. And I didn't always think or live or feel this way. And you're right. It 100% goes right back to being healthy. This is what changed my life physically, mentally, and emotionally. And that is why I'm out here doing what I'm doing and putting myself out there, because, well, I wasn't healthy at one point. I mean, I thought I was, you know, it was just, I had to maybe lose a couple pounds. I was, you know, 240 pounds was my average weight. And one day my daughter came home and said, I want to go vegan. Now, I guess saying how heavy I was wasn't really the part of the story, but you know, my daughter came home one day, said she wanted to go vegan. And I said, that is the dumbest thing I ever heard. You're going to die of protein deficiency. You know, how are you going to survive without calcium? Your bones are going to break. I was seriously concerned about her health and that she was going to die. So I went to the internet and I started searching, you know, how long could we live without meat? I was determined to come back. Yeah, I was determined to come back and say, look, you're going to die. But that's not what I came across. I started coming across information that was saying not only could you live without meat, you could actually thrive without it. So in that moment, I was, okay, she's not going to die. I saw this documentary, Forks Over Knives, and I watched a couple minutes of it and I thought, no way am I going to be able to do that. Let me get back to my drink. Let me get back to my remote control. And let me get back to my Facebook and then seeing what's going on, because I had no drive. You know, I had no goals. I had no mission. You know, I was a professional dieter my entire life. And I thought this was some fad that she was going to be on. And, you know, John and I argued about it a little bit. You know, we're going to have to buy her this special milk and we're going to have to do this. You know, like parents, just we'll just be quiet and hopefully this will go away. But it didn't go away, actually. So that was in 2012. When she brought this up and I thought it was so ridiculous. And then in January, we were coming home from our, well, we weren't even coming home yet. John was in our ninth surgery in 11 months. We were in our ninth surgery procedure in the past 11 months. I was facing double knee replacements. I had diverticulitis. I had irritable bowel syndrome, pancreatitis, migraines, autoimmune disease, heart disease. You know, I was about to file for disability. I wasn't really thinking entrepreneurship, Jen.
Honestly, like and I've heard your story before, but like when you tell it, my image of you, my picture of you is the picture of you of who you are now. And our readers will Google you and I'm going to put all kinds of links in the show notes, but it's just unbelievable that is where you were based on how unbelievable you look right now. But sorry, I interrupted. And by the way, listeners, her husband, John, is her husband. Okay. Yeah. So you had all these surgeries and then?
Yeah, he gets out of the surgery, you know, and I'm texting like, hey, I need help. Like we're going to end up losing stuff if this surgery does, you know, we're in bad shape. If, you know, he's self-employed, I'm not working. My kids are in high school at this point. The doctor comes out and says, basically, sorry, it didn't go as planned. It's going to be a 6-month recovery rather than a 6-week recovery. And I just could feel everything, the blood drain from my head. Like we're going to lose everything. So what do? You know, I'm thinking, well, I guess I should try to lose some weight. Maybe I can get a part-time job somewhere. I can't even stand up. I'm thinking about double knee replacements in this very moment. So I think, well, let me go back and watch that documentary, Forks Over Knives. It said something about this movie could save your life. Okay, great. So I pick up McDonald's. You know, this was a treat. My husband had surgery. This was a little treat. We're going to sit down. I'm going to gather my family around and we're going to watch this Forks Over Knives documentary. You know, my son's battling obesity. My daughters aren't too happy. You know, they're following in my footsteps because, you know, hereditary. And John's recovering from another surgery. So I put this movie in and I'm thinking, wow, just right away. I'm going to doctor's appointments every week. What's wrong with me? I don't know. Here's the prescription. Here, what's wrong with me though? How did I get like this? Why am I so sick? How come I can't even go out to eat without, sorry, I'm just going to say it, blowing mud. It was just, my life was crippling from head to migraine to everything to walking. It was just a mess. So I'm watching this documentary and they start saying things like, it's your food, it's eating the meat, it's this, that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what Haley's been talking about constantly. So I look around and I realize, you know, we're all sick. and they're saying it's because of the food. This isn't about really weight loss. This is about chronic disease, and obesity is up there with that, you know? And I guess in that panicked moment, I just was like, we're not bringing animal home anymore. I don't want to feed this to you guys anymore. I don't want to hurt you anymore. You know, I'm buckling up my kids every day. You know, I'm making them put their seatbelt on. I'm telling them to wear their helmet. You know, these are all things we do to keep ourselves safe. And I immediately picked up what we're bringing home from the grocery store is actually what's keeping us safe. So, you know what? I thought, let me just give it a shot. And I started juicing right in the beginning. We were just eating whole food plant-based right out the gate. My kids have been to Weight Watchers. My kids have seen, you know, Jenny Craig and me trying to do all this stuff. So they were just as willing to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. And I was doing the grocery shopping. So nobody really had a choice here. You know, I couldn't control what they were doing, you know, at school, but I could definitely control what I was doing inside the house. It changed our lives like within days. So the next day I was already like, is this crazy or do I actually feel better already? The scale started moving and I thought, well, how could that be? I mean, I'm actually eating, I'm doing stuff. So, and everybody started losing weight. And long story short, I lost 100 pounds eating my plants off. My family lost 250 pounds altogether. My brain started working like it had never worked before. And I can get into that, you know, the saturated fat and the cholesterol. And it really does open up your arteries and prevent and reverse disease, not just, you know, that way. It changes your whole thought process of things. So as this is going on, and I'm like, wow, I couldn't believe it. You know, I'm over here trying to get into my, what were my skinny pants. They were a size 14 for me. And all I wanted to do was get in these darn pants. This is when I was, you know, this was it. And I'll never forget. I put them on and they were too big. And I looked at John. I was like, I've never been this small before. Like maybe in third grade, like it just started coming off. I was back to my birth weight. It's like all of a sudden what it felt like. Just I've never seen this happen. My son lost 80 pounds. John was losing weight. Our energy was through the roof. The way I sound is legit how this house felt. And then everybody started freaking out. You know, there was all that, you know, oh my gosh, you don't want to lose too much weight or you're going to die of protein deficiency. And I really wasn't sure how to defend myself. And I wanted to, at the same time, tell everybody, like, you have got to do this. I was off my blood pressure medications. All of a sudden, all my heartburn stopped. I have none of these problems that I reversed the chronic disease, the autoimmune. I'll still need knee replacements one day, but I'm riding 100 miles a week on my bike now. And I went from crippled to cranking all because I stopped bringing the animal home. I got to tell everybody. I had to tell everybody. And then I think the food just fed my brain. It fed my energy. And I wanted everybody to feel this good. So I said to John, my husband, I said, you know what? I'm going to start a business. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. I said, I just feel like I got to do something. He's like, yeah, go ahead. Do whatever you got to do. You know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to trademark my name. And I just kept feeding people the plants. And then they'd come back and be like, hey, I can't believe it. You know, I did get off my blood pressure pills or, you know, I need less insulin. And then I just thought my brain is working better. Let me grow it. So I started, you know, the T. Colin Campbell courses, got certified in that plant-based nutrition. Then I just started teaching everybody, inviting them over to my home. Am I getting too far deep into the
entrepreneur part? No. Nope. Just keep going.
I am just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I want to tell people I didn't know what I was doing. And I realized the only thing stopping me from all of this was me. And, you know, I'm going to keep saying it. If you want to be a better athlete, if you want to have more energy, if you want to be a better entrepreneur, you better start eating your plants off because it changes everything you do. Everybody's doing better when they get on plants, you know, and they're doing it right. So, you know, I'm starting to tell people, come to my house, you know, how can I pay you? I'm like, oh, I don't know, man, you shouldn't have to pay for this. You know, everybody should know how to do this. So that's where I came up with you know, I thought it was a cute idea to get a nonprofit and start all that. I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea it was going to take off.
You know, stop right there.
Yeah.
Real quick. When you say you got a nonprofit, are you a 501c3 or?
Okay, so yes, I am. But the IRS just said they didn't get, after all of this, I get my 501c3 tax exempt. The IRS is back on their paperwork, even though I certified it. I'm so mad about this. This is like getting kicked in the gut. They said they didn't get my tax return, so they revoked my 501c3. So I'm in the middle of doing a reinstatement. Things I would never have known about.
Sure.
But I'll get it back. It'll get back. I just found out when everything started going crazy over here. I got that letter and I was like, what does this even mean? See, I didn't realize. That then my CPA filed the wrong extension. So, you know, I'll just say for anybody listening, don't let nothing stop you. This isn't stopping me. I'm just learning from my mistakes, you know, learning how to get stuff straight. But a lot of people, you know, stop right there and give up and be like, oh, I can't deal with all this. Oh, please. This is nothing. Just what doesn't, you know, take you down makes you stronger. You know that.
That's for sure. And I got to say, like, okay, so I want everybody listening, you've got to follow Stephanie's Instagram. It's at Plantspiration on Instagram and on TikTok. And you will understand that this woman is a force of nature. And the reason why, like, everybody needs to keep an eye on you is because, like, I know that even though you've been at this and you've been preaching this gospel, whatever, for 9 years or something, and P.S. Yeah. kept the weight off for that amount of time and probably yeah. have even gotten more svelte, like, yeah. You know, with all the iron that you're pumping and the miles that you're riding. And yeah. you and John, like, if you look at the before and after pictures, like, you're Benjamin Button, like, you have reversed the years as well. And so it's astounding to me that it was that long ago when you had, like, the big transformation. But you are still every bit as fired up and excited. And you bring that to your social media. Your social media is hilarious. Just since we've been talking, you have thrown out Eat Your Plants Off, Crippled to Crankin. What else do you always say? You're like, it's very cheesy without the diseasey. You've got all these great sayings and you're just, I guess, so accessible to people. And you make it not scary. And it seems very doable. And in fact, I want you to speak to that for a moment about how, you know, you talk about keeping it simple and how you can really eat whatever you want, including carbs, as long as you are choosing the right kind of things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, well, a lot of people are thinking, well, I'm gonna go vegan and I'm going to go plant-based right now. And that's awesome. That's what I want you to do. But all of a sudden you get on Instagram and you start seeing everybody and, you know, it looks like these sets of food. And I remember I was so intimidated when my daughter, so as this is going, Jen, my daughter's like, you should get an Instagram. I'm like, what? I didn't even know. I just figured out Facebook, like, what is Instagram? What is Snapchat? I don't understand this social media at this point at all. So I just start posting pictures of my foods. And then I would look around, I would be like, this is extreme food making. And I'm over here just like, I need a potato, you know, give me some pasta, you know, uh-huh. keeping it simple. And I just started showing people like, this is what I'm doing. And it doesn't need to be all overwhelming. So people, the most calls I get are people who have said, I've read all the books, I have all the cookbooks, you know, I just can't do it. And I say, well, it's because you're overthinking it. We really just need to eat our plants off. And I simplify it by saying, you know, we need greens, fruits, and vegetables. Keep your nuts and seeds and your avocados to a minimum. When, you know, you're in the middle of reversing the heart disease, the diabetes, or you want to lose weight. So it's naturally then low fat, high fiber, and you don't have to count calories. You don't have to count points or weigh or measure. This is like the premium fuel your body is looking for. We need carbs. Okay. The studies are out. Low carb diets increase risk of heart disease. They cause other problems. This is just not sustainable. So yeah, people are reversing type 2 diabetes in a matter of weeks, eating potatoes, sweet potatoes, pasta. It's not the carbs or the pasta that are making you gain weight or have insulin resistance. It's just the fats that we're putting on it. The butter, you know, the cheeses, the animal proteins, these things, the science is there, the evidence is there. These are what are promoting these diseases. And when I get people to take them off their plate, boom, not only are their diseases, you know, going away or improving, their pants are falling off And that's the biggest thing for people to get over is, you know, they start off, here's what happens, Jen. They start off, I'm going plant-based, you know, they eat this little salad. I see them post in the group. They post a little salad, all the new people. I'm like, what are you doing? What is this? Like, I need 80 of those. Like, we need to eat our plants off. So that's what people start doing. They start off with a little salad. They're half a potato. I'm thinking. So then they're starving by dinner time because they're on this diet and they haven't eaten enough. And then they cave and then they crave, you know, hunger fuels craving. So I just tell people, if you just eat all the fruits and vegetables, carbs, pasta with meatless sauce, you know, and then I'll get into teaching you how to make a quick lasagna or cannolis or whatever the heck it is you love. But just take it easy on yourself. Keep it simple and just eat and watch how good you'll start feeling.
Steph, what about the protein? Aren't we going to die for lack of protein?
Yeah, I'm still dying. Do you see have you guys been to the hospital and visited the protein deficiency ward? It's empty. There's literally no such thing as that because all plants contain protein and all protein comes from plants. And that's something that everybody should ask their doc. Hey, doc, where do you get protein from? They usually don't know the answer. And that's why a lot of people are so confused or, you know, so much misinformation. And America is obsessed with protein. We need this much protein. We need this much protein. That's a problem. That's marketing, you know, and we don't need all that protein. All the miles I do, all the working out, I still keep it at about 46 grams. I'm not really looking at it. It's just happening. Guys, 56 grams. Maybe if you're doing an Ironman, obviously I would work on that and we would change things up. But the obsession with protein is a problem. We should be obsessed with fiber. Like, that's what everyone's lacking.
Right. And, you know, it's funny because I never, ever, ever, I knew beans had some protein, but I never knew that vegetables had protein. I remember, I learned it maybe on the movie Game Changers, I think. And then I decided I was watching my macros for a while there and keeping up with things in the MyFitnessPal app. And I remember I ate an enormous amount of broccoli one day. And I looked at the protein that was in broccoli and I was like, oh my gosh. And I think it was in Game Changers when they talk about how basically the animal is really just the middleman and you don't need that middleman.
Oh, Stephanie, but lions, they need the protein from the, you know, but the protein's coming from the plants that the gazelle ate and that's how they're getting it. I mean, it's just where it comes from originally, you know, and we're not lions. Okay. And I think they should have called them plant sizers instead of, you know, canine teeth or something.
Right.
They don't. I mean, who invented that word? See what I mean? So everything changed when I started making these connections. You know, here we're, the movie The Game Changers, everybody should watch that.
Well, it's funny, you know, because I entered, so it's been like a year and a half for me that I've been plant-based and I started just like you, like I went cold turkey. I watched that movie cold tofurkey, excuse me. And I was like, that's it. Like, I'm going to do this. And then I just dove in and I became, obsessed with all of it. And I wanted to learn all the things. And it's been a wonderful journey. But if I'm being totally honest, I came at it more from a vanity standpoint because I am a complete and perfect example of somebody who has been raised in the diet culture. I am the perfect case study, Weight Watchers and
same
all of it.
Girl, and, same.
And yes. And my brain is kind of wired like that. I mean, Richard Simmons, when I was like 12, I remember doing like Deal Amelia. He's awesome. He's amazing. And he's so sincere, right? And so
I wrote him. I was like, you're my idol. I want to go around and get in people's houses and do kitchen makeovers and save their lives because I was that person sitting here going, yeah, great. It works for her. You know, I want to get in the houses and go, this will work for you. Let me show you how. You see me. I want to give everybody the hope that they deserve. And
well, look at you, Steph. That's where you are.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, I want a t-shirt with the old me on it because I see so many people look at me because there is so much vanity out there. That's true. That's honest. And I love talking about that. I went into it to lose weight. That is a fact. If I get to lose a couple pounds, maybe I'll feel, you know, better to go out but it quickly changes. Something happens.
That's right. And so I came at it from that standpoint. And then I got more interested and I started learning more. Then I watched Forks Over Knives and I was like, wow, kapow. Like, this is so unbelievably interesting.
Grabs my megaphone.
Yes. Give me that megaphone.
John, I need this. For what? I have to tell the world.
Yeah, you guys, Steph literally has a megaphone. Like literally there's a megaphone in her life. And it's just wonderful. So you're passionate, like you're so passionate. I see you brought to tears on a regular basis. So you have this group called Plantspiration. It's a membership site where you do way more than I think you should for what you're charging, but you over deliver to the hilt. And it's just very clear that that you just really care about helping people, like genuinely. And so now as we sort of transition a little bit into the business end of things, I reached out to you. So I first ran across you on Instagram and I was like, who is this hilarious woman? Oh, and
I love
PS,
this interview.
One of my favorite Instagrams that I've seen you do so far is, because this really says it all, is that you're walking in the grocery store and you're with John and you go, this, where's the vegan stuff? And then you're like, oh, right here, here's the vegan section, which was basically,
produce.
The entire produce section. And it was just, and then you were really pointing out every single thing and you're like, and this does this for you and this you could do this with. And, but it's hilarious because people think it's, again, you're making it accessible. You're making it very simple for people to understand. But anyway, so I'm following you on social media and I'm like blown away. Who is this girl with this energy? And this just, she's just so passionate. So I loved when you would show up in my feed. And then you appeared on Chef AJ's YouTube. And so for our non-vegan, everybody who's vegan knows who Chef AJ is, but
Johnny Carson of vegan, talk shows.
Did you just coin that or has somebody else called her that?
No, that's what I've been saying, because she was on Johnny Carson. She really was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because she was a comedian. Yes.
But that's how I would, explain, I'm going to be on Chef AJ. Like, this is the Johnny, this is the late
yes.
night of show.
Yes, that's right. And I saw Stephanie on the, and I knew I'd already had like a little reference point from her social media. And she talked about, she was just, you were amazing. And then you talked about this membership site. I'm like, oh, I gotta join this membership site.
So as soon as what is going on over here?
No, it's amazing. It's like, you have so much content. And I got into your Facebook group and I was just like, wait, you could need to do this and you need to do this. I just had some ideas for how you could reposition your content. And you,
I was like, nope, and then, I don't know what you're saying.
You were like, talk to my helper because I don't even know what that means. I'm not techie. And that's actually, as a CEO, as the head of your business, that is the perfect place to be, Steph. Like, because that's a blessing to you. It's the people who know how to do it all. And then they get in there and they get lost in those bits and pieces of their business that they shouldn't be doing to begin with. So my favorite thing to say is, you need who, not how. Right. So you don't need to know how to do what I was telling you to do. You just needed to find the person who was going to do it. Let me tell them. And that's exactly
and
what I did.
If I may just say so, Jen, it's working out incredible. So it's like these superheroes keep coming to me with these like battered capes is what I say. You're going to love this version.
Aww.
So I feel like these people keep coming to me and, I meet these people and they're like, oh my gosh, I need help. And I help them get better. And then they come back and they say, hey, I know how to do a website. I'm like, what? So that's how this kind of all started. I was like, oh, maybe you could help me with this. Or, that's how this kind of started growing, where I was trying to do everything myself and all these people were getting better and they're like, wow, I just want to help make this grow. So this has been like ever evolving. That's why when you mentioned the tabs, I was like, whoa, I just learned a Google Doc. Okay, I just got my laptop at COVID when we went virtual. This is what I want to inspire people with. If I can do this, what I'm doing over here, and I will be the biggest nonprofit, I'm sure of it. These need to be everywhere. If I can do this, anybody can do what they want to do. Anybody can do what they want to do. They have to put their mind to it and build the steps to that manifestation.
I love that. And yes, and I love that you're like, you're talking big. You're not dreaming big. You're just saying what it's going to be. This is what it's going to be. It's going to be, I'm going to be a huge nonprofit. And if Weight Watchers could be in every church and conference hall and corner of every town in America, why can't Plantspiration be there? And
it's exactly
I totally agree. But I have to tell this part of the story too. So I reached out and said, like, okay, I'm bombarding. Once I had access to Steph's messenger, to however I was communicating with her, I just started like bombarding her because my listeners know I'm equally as passionate about the market. Like when I see something that needs to be fixed or whatever. I'm
over here with my phone, making my videos, being crazy. And you're like, I was scared. I was like, now my armpits are sweating. You're talking about SEO stuff. I'm like, I don't understand this.
Well, but here's what I want everybody to hear, because this is, and then, okay. So I said, okay, Steph, you can't jump on a phone call with every person in your group and just talk with every person on Monday for what you're charging every month. Like you just can't do that. Like you could be charging hundreds, thousands of dollars, blah, blah, blah. And I'm throwing out all these different scenarios. And then finally you message me back and you're like, I don't think you understand what I'm trying to do. I don't want to make thousands of dollars off of somebody. I don't want to make millions of bucks just for the sake of making millions of bucks. Like, I just want to help people. And in fact, I wish this could all be free for everyone.
Yeah.
Gulp, like a giant gulp. Like, okay, check yourself, Jen Lehner.
Because... No, I didn't mean it like that.
No.
Oh man, I keep trying. I am always like, oh, I should explain. I'm not thinking like everybody else, but I am, you know.
But here's the thing. It's such a breath of fresh air, which makes me love you all the more. However, I still hold firm to the fact that there's still only one Steph, and you do need to reach the masses. It does take money to do that. And I do think that, you know, there need to be like levels. And I still think, you know, we still have to run a nonprofit like a business. What you're doing is social entrepreneurship, which has always fascinated me. It's
people can't see, but I'm like sitting up straight, looking around like, did you hear her? Did you hear that? thank you. Honestly, thank you, because this was really scary to put myself out there. You know, I got crapped on a lot in the beginning. I got a lot of flack from peers and, you know, all of that, what I was talking about, what I was doing. And then I just started saying that my kids are watching, you know, and I'm like, they're just not ready for this awesomeness. And I just kept on going. You know, I love what you're saying. Keep going. I'm sorry. I want to hear more.
Well, no, it's just, that's, you know, I want to do like a whole episode that is just about social entrepreneurship, because if you Google it, there's no like really clean definition of what social entrepreneurship, but it is sort of this overlap in between, you know, for-profit and nonprofit, where it's okay. Let me think of an example. The Bombas socks. Not Bombas. It's the other sock company where you buy one and then a pair goes to the cause. Right. Yeah. And so it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive, but the difference is like, because you're going to have your 501c3, like it's very transparent, you know, because a lot of organizations jumped on that wagon and they said like, oh, if you do this, a percentage is going to go to this, but you know, really, how do we verify that? Like how do we know what you're saying is true? If you're a 501c3, it has to be public, you know, it has to be public and you have to state exactly what percentage is going to what and all that kind of stuff. And so I just absolutely love what you're doing, which is why, you know, I don't typically pick up the phone and just start harassing people through their voicemail, you know, but you inspired me. Yeah.
It was so, it's so much. I know it's like where the 501c3 will get straightened out. I do really well with that, you know, the donation button on Facebook and all that when it was up and running. So I'm feeling it now, because if it was your birthday, you know, donate to a good cause, or all the memberships, I made it to where it was donations and people were just like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, look at nonprofits. They still make a ton of money. You know, people can make a ton of money. I just want this money to go back to help more people. You know, not everybody has the money to have this much support. And I know that I can't be everywhere all the time, but you see that there's there'll be more of this. Like, you know, think about Jean from Weight Watchers. She didn't like going to the clinic. It was like a fat clinic, she said. And the lady who was helping her had never been overweight. And she was, you know, pissed. She was like, how can you even tell me what I'm doing if you've never even been in my shoes? So Jean, the founder of Weight Watchers, you know, she invited some friends over and they sat around and she started making these menus and charged like 50 cents or something. And it got around by word of mouth. And that is seriously how this has all just been going. This has been going for 9 years by word of mouth. And I'm global. I've made it to Mumbai. I've got, you know, people in every state now. I'm seeing people in Plantspiration shirts meeting each other in Florida happened. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's happening. And I won't be able to, it's just going to keep going. Like Weight Watchers, nobody remembers who, they're all like, Jean, who, what? You know, nobody remembers who Jean is, but they all know where to go. And that's the message I want to have out there is, you know, if maybe today you're like, you know what, I'm sick of this diabetes. I'm going to walk into Plantspiration and figure out how to get this taken care of. This should be accessible to everybody. So it is like a big humanitarian project, but nonprofits make money. You know, if you Google the top nonprofits, you know, that's what I'm doing. Like I'm going to be up there with that American, you know, whatever. It's going up there because people love this. And then I've got people who just want to donate because, wow, is she actually really doing this? Yes, I really am. I don't want anyone turned away. I want everybody to be able to have those tools to figure it out and to find it out. And this will continue to grow. There'll be more, you know, Stephanie instructors and more people learning how to eat and making it more accessible. And I'll figure that out. But
oh, it's totally scalable. Like, it's totally scalable. There'll be lots of little Stephanies who can, you know, do the cooking demos virtually or in real life.
It can't be boring. That's it. Just like, I've watched enough of these cooking shows to be like, I need to be. Are you guys paying attention? Where's my medicine?
Right. Well, you'll just have to build that into the curriculum of like, you don't get certified unless you pass this. They have to do like a verbal exam. And if you don't see any fire and like personality and they don't get their certification, they can't be a Plantspiration person.
My motto with working for me is if you don't love what you do and do what you love, then this isn't going to work.
Right.
That's it. But I mean, I'm fun to work with, I think.
I can't imagine that you
whoever can keep up with my assistants call me the Steph Five or Stephanie's or something like that.
Like Mach 5?
Yeah, no, like a tornado, like a level 5 tornado. So John started it like Steph Five is in the house when I'm trying to do everything. And it's getting to the point where I just can't keep up with everything. So more and more people are coming up to help. And it is just blowing up. Jen, blowing up.
It's a really good problem to have. I hope all of our listeners check you out. And what are we going to say to all of the keto people who jump on here and start commenting?
Well, keto works for losing weight. Yeah, I'm not denying that, but it increases risk of mortality by all causes. It's just not sustainable. If you want to actually lose weight and feel great and prevent and reverse disease and stop slaughtering animals and make a healthier planet, then I would give up keto and actually come over to the plant zone because that's where it's at. I mean, just because your doctor is telling you to do it doesn't mean it's not eating cholesterol clogs your arteries. We don't need all that cholesterol. The amount of high cholesterol that I'm seeing in people in their 30s and 40s because they're doing keto diet, doctors call this, some of the plant-based doctors out here call it the skinny coffin diet. Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
They say that they have people with, I don't even know if I can say, they're like smelly body parts, like it increases odor everywhere. Like, ew, come on, listen. Just let's eat to live. Let's eat to live.
And so what would you say is the, if somebody's like, if you pique someone's interest, I'm sure that you have, what would you give them as the first step in their journey towards being vegan, plant-based?
Stop thinking it's a diet, it's a lifestyle. That right there. And everybody's so fixated on the weight and the keto and the weight. Well, you can lose weight doing cocaine. That doesn't make it healthy. This is the only evidence-based lifestyle that actually reverses heart disease, late stage, type 2 diabetes, autoimmune, kidney diseases, Crohn's diseases. I mean, are you, what? It's easier than people think. So the best thing you could do is just make that connection of, you know what? I'm going to try to do better each day. Maybe, you know, more apples, more bananas. Oh my God, the doctor says the sugar in the fruit. Your doctor's wrong, okay? The fruit is good for people. Like we should be eating way more fruit. Look what's going on. I have had kids come back to me with parents and dietitians saying they don't want to eat all the sugar. This is what has got to get fixed. This is why I'm out here telling people we have a problem. And it's a shame that doctors and dietitians and nurses are not taught how to reverse disease or get to the root cause. But there's no money in that, you know, getting people off meds. So what are we waiting for? Why shouldn't everybody, and why shouldn't in schools, and, you know, thank goodness for PCRM Physicians Committee. I mean, they're the big leaders in lobbying for changing these laws up there too. So that's why I'm so proud to be working with them. I'll be in Notre Dame actually on Monday. I'm so excited.
What are you doing at Notre Dame?
They were like, hey, we need somebody who knows plants in and out. Could you go to Notre Dame? And they're implementing this big thing and, you know, be there to represent PCRM. I was like, yeah, I'll be there.
That is great. And tell everybody what PCRM stands for again.
Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And I teach the 20-year evidence-based curriculum. So for 20 years, we know when people come to these classes that I teach, they work. And the recipes are put together by doctors, dietitians, nurses, and awesome chefs, because I'm not dishing out anything that's, you know, good. It's good for you. Everything.
All right. So you guys, if you are interested in this, I cannot recommend this enough. Again, like, I mean, she over-delivers so much. I had to like contact her about it and tell her like, are you sure? Because there's yoga on Sundays. There's cooking classes on Wednesdays. There's celebrate your wins on Wednesdays. There's what's the other thing? Oh, there's like she'll have a call with you on Mondays.
I opened it up for the whole week now. Yeah. I was like, you're right. This is what I got from you, Jen. You're like, you can't possibly keep up with calls on Monday. And I was like, you know what? She's right. So I'm going to make it 6 days a week now. Maybe then I'll be able to fit everybody in. But I want, you know, I've been in that situation. I don't want people to feel like this is just some run of the mill or, you know, I want them to feel this good. And if I'm doing it for the love of kale, why not show them I'm doing it? So if I can get my yoga girl to come over here and do yoga, I'm going live. Like, let me show you guys how to do it too. And since I practice lifestyle medicine, you know, it's part of it. So I'm just being me, and I'm just showing people I'm just a regular old gal. I'm 50 years old. And if I can be out here doing this stuff, I might as well, you know, show you how. So many people ask me, Jen, well, how do you, you know, do your social media, or how do you keep up with it? A lot of people ask me, you know, or I work all day. I'm working all day. I'm working my plants off over here. It's a nonprofit is a lot of time. And I'm, you know, helping people reverse disease over here. You see what's going on. So I just started, you know, I don't need content. I am the content. I'm just like, look what's going on. I spilled my stuff all over. I'm just like you guys, this blows. Or, you know, I'm going to have to listen to this music at 6 a.m. to actually get up and get going. And it's just me being me. And I'm listening to what people are telling me most of all. You know, Stephanie, you're funny. Just post that or just do that. And, you know, I like seeing people who are being real. So I just want to show people that this is really me. And this is me who actually answers the phone too. Jen, I get these calls, people, they're like, I cannot believe this is you answering the phone right now. And I look around here and nobody's here. You know, I'm working from home.
Who else
and I'm
like, is going to answer it?
I'm like, do you have any, like, they think that there's so much more to it. And I'm like, that's just it. There's not. It's just everybody has the right to eat responsibly and love themselves and, you know, be inspired. And gosh darn it, I love Richard Simmons and Weight Watchers. And I wanted to kind of put it together. And that's how I came up with Plantspiration. And I felt so good. It changed my way of thinking. I never in my life thought I'd own a business or a nonprofit. John was going to, you know, we're doing the reinstatement papers and he's all serious. He looks over, he goes, I cannot believe you pulled this off. I go, what do you mean? He goes, it's just like you started off with $0, zero, and then you get the 501c3 and it was just like, boom, everything started taking off. I thrived through a pandemic. I've like doubled every year. So I'll get my stuff back together, you know. But
yeah, and I love that because those cooking classes you were doing initially were meant to be like in person, and you would everybody would get to sample the food that you made. Now you're still doing them, but you're just doing them on Zoom, and everybody can show up. And there was like 30 people last night or something or more.
Yeah, it's blowing up. So PCRM has very strict rules. So Physicians Committee, you know, they trained us, you know, we can go on the community, you know, people are going to, we were going to serve the food. It was a lot to do. And I was doing, my gosh, I'd done so many talks from the Gilda Cancer Center to other cancer centers. I did a talk with over 800 people in Chicago. I mean, that's a story right there because I'd never done anything like that in my life. They were like, wow, well, it's going to be 100 people. They mic'd me up. There's a camera guy. I was like, holy, what? And I just started talking to the camera guy. I was like, that smells good, doesn't it? You know, everybody started laughing. And I looked, I remember looking at my husband in the audience. I was like, I'm doing it. Like they're, aww. I just want to show people it's, if I can do this, they can do this. I was very, you know, passionate because I know what it feels like to be sitting there thinking, well, it works for her, you know, or that's great. But look, it worked for my whole family. And if you stick with me and you see what I'm doing and you stop competing with everybody else, it's, you know, just worry about yourself and what you're doing. And it just really becomes comfortable and freeing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just so blown away and inspired. I'd have to go back to one thing before we close. So I was thinking about what you just said with the 6 days a week and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, tell
so
me.
What I think is that, I mean, it's even that, like, so that's, there's so much stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. Like when you're trying to do other work and you have these calls, I mean, I'm a big fan of batching things. So like, you know, Fridays for me is my financial day. It doesn't mean that I don't do other stuff on Friday, but that's the day. I don't take meetings on Fridays. Like, and if I'm going to do financial stuff, it's going to be
I'm
on
learning
Friday, right?
That stuff. Yes, so, I am learning how to block out that kind of stuff. And I did see it in this new calendar thing. I'm so excited. Like, oh, book an appointment, you know? And I was like, whoa, this is like.
Good. So that was my next question. Did you get like Calendly or Acuity? One
I
of those
don't remember
booking
what
things?
It was. A booking thing. Yeah. And I could block out my times. And right away, I started learning how to do that. I have standing appointments. And the way I'm doing things naturally is just, I'm feeling it out. Is this, how's this look? How does this feel? And if it doesn't feel right, I'll adjust very rapidly. I blow at, you know, listening in and learning. Like I try to keep up and let me research this and see how the best way to set this up. Or, you know, you can imagine I'm trying to figure everything out over here. Like I'm over here. Like once I, you know, you come along and you say, oh, you just need to push this button right here. I'm like, holy crap. I'm over here thinking I invented the wheel, you know, like, oh, check out the system, you know, and it's like, oh, this is old news. I'm over here with a pencil and pen in my appointment book. And my kids are like, dear Kale, like, stop. Mom,
but you're making it work. You're making it work. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you.
So everybody has to join plantspiration.org. O-R-G, yeah. And sign up, like don't waste any time before she, you know, gets wise and doubles her price.
Yeah.
And so thank you so much, Steph. I really, really enjoyed this and I'll see you in your group eating my plants off.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This was so fun. So fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Steph as much as I did. And you know, my key takeaway, I don't know about you, but my key takeaway is be yourself. Stephanie does not know all the things. She is just out there doing it and she doesn't worry about whether or not it's perfect. And she's showing up as 100% herself. And I just find that so refreshing and so inspiring. And if you aren't already listening to my daily flash briefings on Amazon Alexa, then you want to go ahead and go to amazon.com and in the search bar, type in Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing, and you might have to filter it by skills, I believe, and just hit the enable button. And every morning you'll just say to your Amazon Echo, just say, hey, Lexi, play my flash briefings, and you will hear the latest news in marketing and social media and all that good stuff every single morning. See you next time.